Chapter 10, Material Reality. Material reality isn't really material. The deeper scientists look into material reality, the more they discover there really isn't anything material there. Einstein told us that material reality is energy, but Niels Bohr and his fellow quantum physicists went further to prove that material reality is actually created from consciousness. Their experiments showed that particles appear and disappear based on the expectations of the observer. The particles themselves appear to be an energy field in space, but there's actually no measurable particle there until an observer attempts to observe it. That is, there is no particle there to see until an observer expects or believes it will be there. Then it materializes. Thus, every atom is made of electrons, neutrons, and protons, and 99.9% space. Every electron, proton, and neutron is made up of the minutest particles and 99.9% space. Every minute particle is made up of nothing but energy, space, and expectations. So what material reality really is consciousness and belief, because there is nothing else. We create from consciousness and belief, and we have had eternity to create level after level of consciousness and belief, which we now experience as a complex material reality. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? It seems so real. Well, that is the idea. We want to experience ourselves, and to do that, we build things in our consciousness that feel real. We experience our consciousness and beliefs through the physical reality we have created, and it is an amazing creation. God created and saw it was good. Will we someday learn how to materialize and dematerialize physical reality like they do on Star Trek? Most assuredly, since we already have. We just need to remember how we did it. And there is no rush. We have eternity. Memory and forgetfulness are just ways for consciousness to play with its beliefs in order to make things seem more real.